Why your dreams need deadlines on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple with the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, key three, and helping you answer that question, why do your dreams need deadlines? Thanks so much for stopping by and being a part of the show. And if this is your first foray into the Unlock Your Wealth Today show, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. This philosophy also gives you tools to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do this one key at a time, one week at a time here at the Unlock Your Wealth Today show. And I'm grateful that you stopped by because this is a key that's the exciting part of the key. So if you've been here for the first 2 weeks as we started our new season, you have already done the acceptance and affirmation key and started on your take action, make assessment. So now, while we're in our assessment phase, we don't want to be thinking about that. We want to focus on where we want to go. And so now we're going to start talking about the 3-5 financial strategy from the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. And it is the simplest financial planning tool ever. I've eliminated all of the malarkey and I've focused on what we call our biology-based approach to success. Because the reasons why we have challenges managing money, making it, keeping it, and building wealth have absolutely nothing to do with money. And they have to do with our brain and behavior. And so as we work through these keys, we're going to approach them and learn how the brain works and why it does what it does so we can manage our money with the way it works instead of fighting the system and trying to do things that we're really not set up to do. And that starts with our 3-5 financial plan. And the 3-5 financial strategy is very simple. So you answer three questions and you address five areas of concern. So we are on this second of the three questions. So to enumerate those, the first question you ask yourself is, where am I? And we began that last week with our assessment, and we'll fully complete that question and have the full answer to it when we get to our seventh key in the break the budget section. Today's key is, where am I going? And this is about dreams, goals, deadlines, and direction in our life. And the third question we answer, we will answer it at the back end of our philosophy. And that is, what's the difference? Because we need a measuring tool. In order to take a trip and end up at a particular destination, you have to know the destination, and that's what today's key is about. But you also have to know where you're starting from, because the trip to get there can be planned very differently depending on where you're originating from. And that's what we began last week, and we'll finish up with our break the budget key. Next week's key is our knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And this is where we're going to address the five areas of concern. So I will leave those to make you think about what those five areas are, and we'll answer that next week. But let's focus on what today's key is. I called it dreams with deadlines because when I was young and starting out in business, one of the most prolific sales trainers at the time and a past show guest is Tom Hopkins. And he wrote the book, How to Master the Art of Selling, and he's had incredible workshops and probably one of the longest sales trainers I've been aware of, who's consistently teaching people how to sell more so they can build the life they always wanted to live. And I've adopted actually some of those strategies because if they work for selling, why can't they work for saving and investing? So we'll talk about those as we move forward. But pretty much he's the one that coined that phrase, dreams with deadlines. And that's what separates a goal from a hope or a wish. But the challenge with goals, especially when it comes to money management, is that they can be abstract and they're totally subjective. Your idea of what wealth is and financial security can be radically different from mine and is likely different from even your siblings, your parents, your children, your friends and family. So how do we figure out what makes us happy? How do we plan purposefully to live the life we want to? And the question also is that we have to answer is how do we begin living now without damaging our finances so we can also live into the future? And that's the challenge that we have. So we have to create purposeful goals, because these are the goals that will get you out of bed, even if you don't feel like it, even if you're tired, even if you have the sniffles, you're hungover, whatever it is. It's these particular goals that will drive you to achieve regardless of what's going on. Because the challenge is we have to fight the brain, because it is not inherent for us to chase the carrot dangling at the end of the stick. Because of the way our brain is set up to process information, we actually seek to avoid pain. And the absence of pain can be interpreted as pleasure, because we just have two motivations, towards pleasure and away from pain. And as long as we're not in pain, we may not chase the pleasure, especially if you're coming from an abusive environment where there's been a lot of emotional or physical pain as a part of that. So just that absence of pain could be perceived by you as pleasurable. So as long as you're away from pain, you're not necessarily going to chase that. So how do we get up and how do we fulfill our goals, the things that we want to do, the things that drive us, that are just beyond our physical pleasures of eating, sleeping, and engaging in others? So we have to create goals that drive us, and they have to be what meets this standard SMART goal of tests. But we have to plan backwards. But we want to plan far out, but that's not always how things are going to turn out. I remember 20 years ago, the plans I had for today aren't the plans that I have today. And I didn't necessarily achieve those on the same timeline I had intended. So there's a whole lot of going on when it comes to 20 years out of planning. And if you're only 20, you can't even see to 40, because likely you can't see past the weekend or the end of the pay period so you get your check. So forecasting out really far isn't ideal, because it's hard to stay engaged for that stuff. But we do want to set a goal that we can stretch for. And one of the things that's a big misconception about folks when they set these big lofty goals is they set it there, but then they don't have a strategy for getting there. And we're going to use one of Tom Hopkins' sales techniques, actually, to get us there. But let's talk about SMART for a moment. So SMART goal setting meets this criteria for this acronym, and it's small and specific, measurable, achievable, meaning you can do it by your own hand, realistic, and time-bound. So let's talk for a moment about what that SMART criteria is. So small and specific, because there's really not such a thing as a huge, big, lofty goal as we think of them. Because what we're going to do is we're going to plan backwards, and we're going to make that big goal just a series of small wins along the way. That way we can stay engaged and we have something near term to focus on, which is what the brain likes. Because something abstract and so far away, especially if you've never been a millionaire, you haven't been around millionaires, to plan to be a millionaire is a lofty big goal and a great one. I encourage everyone to plan to be at least a millionaire, if not a multimillionaire. But how do you get there? How do you make that jump? Well, it's a series of little goals if we do it right. So they have to be small and specific. And it starts with, boy, if I don't even have $100 in my pocket, maybe I need to figure out how I can keep $100 after the pay period. Because we have to save before we can invest, because we have to have a sum to get moving for us. So the measurable part has to have a tangible assignment. So we need to know, like saying, I want to be rich, that's vague, that's non-specific, because again, rich to you is different than rich to me and everybody else. We all have our own definition of rich. But $1,000 in an emergency fund, that's pretty measurable because either you're at 1,000 or you're not. And you could be at 1,000 or more, or you could be at 1,000 or less. And unless it's measurable, we can't figure out how close to or far away from our goals that we actually are. So they have to be measurable because happiness doesn't have like an intrinsic value meter that you can use. And how do we know that we've gotten to that goal? It has to be measurable. Achievable is an important one because it has to be achievable by your own hand. So let's take an example. So if I said I want to have $1 million and I wanted to have it by the end of the week, and my strategy was to win the lottery, that's not achievable by my own hands because I have to rely on those numbers getting in a certain way by the machine. And there's too much luck involved in that and not enough strategy and control in ourselves. So that's why it must be achievable by your own hand, because if it's not achievable by your own hand, you're going to be subject to the whims of others. So is it realistic? This is our next letter in the acronym, realistic. So is it realistic to have a goal as a millionaire if you've never been a millionaire? Of course it is. Is it realistic to do it by next week if you've never made $1 million before and you didn't win the lottery? Probably not realistic. So we need to create a strategy that makes achieving $1 million based on our current income levels and our current ability to save and invest. We can do that because, again, we can make small, specific, achievable, and realistic goals. Now, the final piece is time bound. So they have to have a deadline. Dreams are achievable if there's a deadline attached to it. So we have to make them meaningful. We have to make them specific. They have to be something we can do currently at our own state of mind, our own skill level, our own income level. They must be specific. They must be achievable. They must be realistic and time bound. So that's the assignment of time, because when we do that, when we give it a time, now, we, with this formula, we can plan backwards, which is the key to financial success. Because again, it's not about the big goal, it's about a bunch of little goals along the way. So if you plan out to be a millionaire in 10 years, which is completely realistic, that means you have to be able to save or invest to create $100,000 a year. So we divide that down and we get 8333 a month. And then we can further divide that down until we do what this other sales technique is called, reduce it to the ridiculous. And I love this tactic because when I was 15, I worked in a call center and I was scheduling appointments for hot water heaters. And I kind of did this little test question for the folks when they would say, "Well, how much is it?" And I say, "Well, I'd have to have the salesperson addressed that with you because it depends on the size of your home and your needs and all of that stuff." And if they kept pressing on the financial part, I didn't say, "Well, these water heaters are $15,000." No, because who would spend $15,000 for a solar hot water heater? However, when we did the math to reduce it to the ridiculous, the question then becomes, how would you like to take unlimited hot water showers for a mere 63 cents a day? Now we've done it. If we can use the reduce it to the ridiculous to sell people things and to buy things for ourselves, Why can't we use that reduce it to the ridiculous as a savings and investing technique? So that's what we're doing. We're just trying to get that investment number to $1 million down to where it's manageable. And it's such a ridiculously small number that we cannot avoid doing it. We must do it. It's simple. It's so easy that I would be a really crummy person if I couldn't manage 63 cents a day or a dollar a day or $3 or whatever that number happens to be based on your timeline. So that's how we set this up. If you would like the specific strategy worksheet for today, all you have to do is direct message me on social media or visit the website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com and just click on the link to get your free strategy for today. It's pretty simple. There are a few other tasks that need to go into this, but I'm going to leave that for the worksheet. So all you have to do if you want to create dreams with deadlines is you have to make them specific and then break them down, work it backwards to reduce it to the ridiculous, because it's not like, how am I going to save $1 million in 10 years? It's how am I going to save X number of dollars today so I can save and invest to get to that number in 10 years? And so once we do that, we take all of the mystery out of it. There's all the uncertainty is gone. All the vagueness is gone because we've made it specific. We've made it tangible. It's something we can deal with. We know the value of the currency that we live within. And so if we know what our dollars are doing and all we have to do is figure out how many of those do I need to get today, because the brain is focused on here and now, how many do I need to get today to get where I want to go? It makes all the difference. And this worksheet is pretty simple, and it allows you to calculate whatever goals you have, and it helps you break them down. And if you think that the goal is too big for your daily goals, well, then just push your timeline out further, and that'll make it happen. If you don't want to push the timeline out further, well, then you're going to have to figure out this wonderful thing called opportunity cost. And that is the price of the next best alternative. So what are you going to give up for financial freedom? What are you going to give up today that'll get you to that small dollar amount that you need to be saving for today? Because we can all be millionaires. And it doesn't matter how much money you make. It's what you do with what you have left over that makes all the difference. So that's it for this week's key. Your key statement is, I can make, save, and invest money simply by planning backwards, using a smart strategy, and reducing my goals to the ridiculous. So your key action item is to go to the website and download the worksheet or DM me on social media at Unlock Your Wealth, and you'll be able to get the free strategy and find a time when you're at your highest resource state, when you're not stressed out, when the kids aren't bothering you, and sit and think about what it is that you truly desire. What is it? What type of lifestyle do you want to have? And if you're not currently living it, you need to figure that out. What are the things that you desire cost? And how much do you have to be making? How much do you have to be saving and investing in order to enjoy that particular lifestyle? And then next week, we are going to take and we are going to get started on our 5 areas of concern, the second half of our 3-5 financial strategy from our Keys to Riches here at the Unlock Your Wealth Today show. I'm so glad you stopped by. And if you found value in this, take a moment if you're watching from social media and bookmark this so you can reference this episode at a later date. And also take a moment and share it in your stories and wherever you can, because remember, a rising tide lifts all boats. And when you lift up others, so too you shall rise. And the late Jim Rohn, one of my mentors and co-authors, has said that you are an average of the top 5 people you hang around with. So it would make sense that you help them to rise too, wouldn't it? Excellent. Thanks again for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple for you. For more great resources, tools, and interviews from some of the hottest minds in personal finance, and professional development, just visit our website at unlockyourwealthtoday.com. Thank you again for joining us. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. Unlock Your Wealth Today and affiliate brands are copyrighted 2021 by Heather Wagenhals, all rights reserved. For more information about the Keys to Riches financial philosophy or this week's free strategy, please visit UnlockYourWealthToday.com.
No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me, I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing, and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now.